This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. It turns out the map is changing for agriculture, too. American farms are getting bigger. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest census report found that in 2022, the average farm was 463 acres. That's up about 5% from 2017, when the last census was taken. Meanwhile, the total number of farms fell by more than 7% in that time. This reflects a decades-long trend of consolidation in the industry. Small and mid-sized farms are struggling to compete, and larger operations are often ready to snap them up if they fail. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that story.
The businesses that control our food supply have been consolidating for decades. And that includes farmers themselves, says Phil Howard, who studies food systems at Michigan State.
Policies have tended to just reinforce the idea that it's better to get big or get out.
Howard says federal crop insurance and subsidies and lending practices favor large operations and incentivize farmers to produce more and more to maintain the same income.
You know, it's described as a treadmill, and the smaller, medium-sized farmers are much more likely to fall off.
And if they do fall off, sell their land to bigger operations, which tend to grow just one or two commodity crops, says Ben Lilliston with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy.
We're getting less and less diversity in our food production.
Lilliston says that's part of how the U.S. ended up importing more food than we export, 3 out of the last 5 years. And consolidation has consequences for rural economies when, say, 8 ag employers become one.
That means fewer people in that community, fewer kids going to school, fewer small businesses in town that are servicing those farmers.
This trend also makes agriculture a more exclusive club. According to the census, 95% of American farmers are white, and on average, they're just over 58 years old.
Now the barriers are so high.
Dania Francis, an economist at UMass Boston, says generations of discriminatory lending practices have already separated Black farmers from millions of acres of land.
Larger farms, more capital needed. Just like it's harder to buy into that great neighborhood for a house, it's much harder to buy into farm ownership today.
Especially if you don't own farmland to begin with. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.